Mary, let's take Mary in Bismarck real quick, listening on Real Presence Radio. Mary, we got to get your question in about 15 seconds, and Tim, you've got 30 seconds to answer.
Gotcha. All right, Mary, fire
away. Go
ahead,
Mary.
Hi, Tim. This is Mary. I got a question from a fellow Christian who asked me the question from John 20:22-23.
Gotcha.
When the priest forgives sins, they are forgiven, and they are held bound.
Yes.
His question was, how can the priest hold these sins bound if you're talking directly to Jesus in the confessional? Why would the priest have that?
Right. Well, Mary, first of all, that's a proof that he's talking about confession, because in order for a priest to either forgive or hold them bound or not forgive, he has to hear it first. There you have implicitly auricular confession. That is, you have to confess out loud to the priest in order for him to fulfill what Jesus is communicating to the apostles here, because he said, whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven, whosoever sins you retain are retained. So what that means is, let's say a guy confesses adultery, and then the priest asks him, well, are you going to get out of this adulterous relationship? And he goes, oh no, hurry up and absolve me, I have to go meet my lover, right? Well, of course, the priest must retain that sin. He cannot absolve that person unless that person says, I repent. That is, I make a firm resolve to turn away from that sin, as well as being sorry for it.